Our next session is about UBCM, and the purpose of this session is so you can learn a little bit more about one of the absolute key partners in the of LGLA, and of course in the local government system generally, and that's the Union of BC Municipalities. UBCM used to, for many, many years, ran these training sessions for elected officials, and on the occasion of their 100th anniversary in 2005, they were instrumental in forming LGLA. So here to tell the story, I hope, yes, there he is President of UBCM, Sav Dhaliwal, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about President Dhaliwal. He became UBCM president at the 2014-15 convention in, became president for 14-15 at the convention last year in September. He's a councillor for Burnaby City Council, and he's been a councillor there since 2002, so he's in his fourth consecutive term. He's acted as chair of the Burnaby Parks Board, Recreation and Culture Commission, and Traffic Safety Committee. Regionally, he's also been active. He's been on the board of Metro Vancouver since December 2008, and he's a member there of the Regional Culture Committee and the Environment and Parks Committee. He's also involved with the Lower Mainland Local Government Association. He was for 6 years, and including a term as president. Councillor Dhaliwal has been a member of the UBCM Executive for the past 4 years, sitting on the President's Committee, Resolution Committee, and the BC RCMP Contract Management Committee. He's also been active in the Federation of Canadian Municipalities since 2006, where he joined seven other BC area directors representing British Columbia. Councillor Dhaliwal and his wife Cheryl live in Burnaby and have for 35 years and are the proud parents of one son and grandparents of four. And so with that, I welcome Sav Dhaliwal.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. As was stated, I am sort of standing in between this stuff and your coffee break, so I'll be very quick. I got only about 15 minutes to just tell you a little bit about ABC, it's, as we call it, of UBCM. First of all, I want to thank you for being here, taking the time out to give us that sense of feeling that LGLA is doing a wonderful job. And I want to thank them for these seminars that are going to be throughout the province over the next couple of months. And it's a great opportunity for our new and returning politicians and locally elected officials to hone their leadership skills. So thank you for being here, and thank you to the LGA for this opportunity. I'm going to start with just a very quick, intro to this. Some of you probably recognize the lady on the right. This is an indication of finally Burnaby is getting recognized. She hails from Burnaby, by the way. That's what I mean when I say Burnaby is being recognized. The other thing is that, you know, some of you will know that both of us, although we come from Burnaby and we have the same kind of political persuasions, but we do have spats once in a while. And here is a indication of, regardless of your differences, regardless of your positions, that we work together in a nonpartisan way. And our cabinet ministers, our opposition leaders in the past, and premiers have always come with the intentions to work with elected officials in a nonpartisan way. So this is, I wanted to highlight that. And with that, I just want to move very quickly because we got a little time and to cover a few things about UBCM. As you can imagine, I can't do a whole lot of justice in 15 minutes, but it is to give you a little flavor of what happens at UBCM. Now, this is the first one I want to highlight is the nature of our union. As you know, we are membership-based. Our members come from all through the province, large, small, all regions, regardless of what their political persuasion is. It doesn't really matter. We have every community in the province as a member of UBCM. All 190, I believe, them are being our members. And they've been like that for 35 years, 100% membership. That's something to be proud of. And I believe the reason for that is that all of us recognize that collectively that we have this a great strength that comes from being united, that we can we say that, well, we have our own challenges, but when we work together, that we speak with one voice and people at other orders of government will listen. So this has been always our sort of driving force behind coming as a union, and it has served us well. And lately, as you know, we have also, part of these membership, 100% membership, is the First Nations. We have now six new First Nations who have sort of attained the local government status, have joined us, and we know that's important to us. And particularly last year, as you know, Tsleil-Kotin order decision, that was court order decision, has made it even more important for us to work together with the First Nations as well as the other two orders of government. The other one, next one, is the, I'll quickly touch on the convention. 109 years ago, when local governments got the idea of forming this union, they did that at the convention. And ever since, you know, that union has been renewed at the annual convention. We get our generally direction, our policy, at the convention. We elect our executive, and that convention, many of you, I know, I see some returning faces here, who have participated in the past, is sort of a renewal for us every year, and we know that this is where all the members get together and bring issues that are primarily that are common to us, and resolutions are discussed. So is the policy that sometimes that you will see that the executive brings forward on behalf of our membership. And over the last few years, the educational component of our convention, that's the workshop and clinics, have grown significantly. You know, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays are generally Tuesdays, I mean, and then parts of afternoons are occupied by these clinics and workshops, well attended. And you can see the reason for that growth in the interest is directly related to our jobs, that our scope of our delivery of services that has grown over the last few years. So there's a great a need for those workshops, and those are a significant part of the convention. The other one, of course, is that when we see at the convention, as the premiers, a premier of the province will come, the opposition leader, cabinet ministers, MLAs. They are there for the whole week to really work with all of you to listen to you and see what can be accomplished over the next year. So that's a great opportunity to get some traction on local issues when you don't get a chance to. So next year, in September, we will meet in Vancouver. I hope to see all of you there. Next thing is the UBCM policy based. You know, with the diverse membership that we have, as I mentioned earlier, small town, larger and medium communities, we have a different needs, different region. But there's something that we know that when we deal with the other two orders of government, we need an action plan, and that is through having a very focused a policy-based approach, which is membership-driven, has some objective to it, and also has some research-based, that we know what we want and what we are talking about, and also nonpartisan. And the goal is to get in the room with provincial government and perhaps even federal government, and discuss those issues that are really affecting our membership. So that's one of the things that we do all year round on behalf of you. And the next is the UBCM, is the voice of local government. You know, that That's what really why we exist. We advocate on behalf of our local governments. Over the years, we have found that a constructive, collaborative approach is the best to work with, to have intergovernmental relations. So our first priority is always to work behind the scenes. And rather than, you know, go into the media and chase headlines, we like to be quietly working behind the scenes. But it doesn't always work, you know. Once in a while, you'll hear from UBCM. And last year was one example where we tried our best to work with the provincial government. Many of you will recall the BC Ferries report that we did. We worked diligently. We advised the province that we were undertaking this work and please work with us. But we weren't successful. The province didn't want to be part of it. So there, in times like that, we bring pressure on the government, and the only way to do is for us to do publicly. And we did that in Whistler last year. It wasn't something that we wanted to, but you had to resort to something like that because, after all, we are elected to represent our issues. And regardless of anybody's choice, we will speak on those issues. And I think, in the end, our campaign was successful in BC Ferries, and I think there was awareness created through the media, and ultimately we believe that it made a difference. And you could see the government realized that their policy direction was a little bit off course. And you know, the other thing we do is we serve as a sort of a listening post for our members. When we recognize that something's happening, one small corner of the part or one part in some communities, we will create a policy document. You will see in this one or our previous slides where we are working with the premier to make sure that our message does get through. So and we work that with our communities. So, I'll speak quickly about the governance. Governance is about the board. We have 21 members. 21 members on our board. Four of them come from Metro Vancouver. The whole province is represented through area associations. Five area associations. So every part, your work through your regional district, and then regional district, of course, is associated with the area association. So we have a representative from every part of the province. Then we have five directors at large. We also have a president and three VPs. And then we have a couple of representatives from Metro. So a total of 21 members. As you can see, I look at this picture. I'm also looking at a couple of past members here. I see Councillor Singh. It's too bad he didn't take this course this seminar 2 years ago, because you've got to learn something about teamwork. So this hopefully will help you. Yes, I can see, good to see, you know, a little late, but it will still help. This diversity is important for us because I think this, you would be, if you had the opportunity to listen to folks sitting around the table, we recognize voices from every part of the province. You see the diversity in discussion, you see in the final outcome, generally is always something that we eventually reach a consensus on things, but that happens when we get the opportunity to work with our executive members from throughout the province. So we have a opportunity again next year, as I would encourage each one of you to really pay a whole lot of deep thinking about it and be part of this executive. Next slide is the secretariat that provides a subject area subject matter expertise for us. We have 20 full-time equivalent employees who work at the two different offices, one in Victoria, one in Richmond. These 20 employees are primarily there to serve you, but most of their time is spent on things like the programs that we administer on your behalf, as well as sort of ongoing things such as the gas tax fund benefits that we group benefits that we have. The system, our staff provides that. But they're great help. And in fact, they're the only source for the executive to create policy papers. So our policy officers are the ones who create such as whether it's a community safety committee or it's or you have the First Nations. So these policy officers are the ones who will bring a whole lot of a proposal discussion to the executive and the committees to work with. What you see here is our staff is never front and center. They're always working behind the scene diligently. What you see here is an agreement being finally brought forward that was signed earlier last year on the gas tax fund. You have the minister from the federal government and the premier and our president signing that 10-year agreement that we have approximately $2.9 billion would be delivered over the 10 years to all communities, to every community in the province benefits from that one. So you can see that the staff that we have and the dedicated executive we have brings those benefits and to all the communities throughout the province. Just about run out of time. I'm getting the signal. So here we have a one more slide for you. This is how we stay connected, how we want you to know what is happening at UBCM and what's happening in each part of the province. Most of you probably have received the Compass, our weekly newsletter. It's a great source of information. It's concise. It will take you only a minute to really scan this. If you like the headlines, read more about it, or you don't have to. And just in 30 seconds to a minute, you get to know everything. If you're not receiving it, ask your staff to put you on it as a subscriber. You can do it yourself. Some of you who are technically savvy, you can go and find your way through it, and you can do that yourself. We also have our website. Website gives you all information of the events, upcoming events, etc. And one thing that many of you I know are policy wonk. If you know what happened in 1980, just go to this website. There's a database of all the resolutions that were passed, endorsed, and the response that we received from the government is in that website. So those are a couple of things that we do, and then we also have a Twitter account at UBCM. Can't really be, it's not too complicated. So those are the few things that I wanted to sort of quickly highlight to you. So most of you I know have been around. I see the mayor, his worship, there's Ted Schaefer sitting there, and I'd say, mayor from Squamish. Congratulations, by the way, that we have now a world-renowned community right here in our backyard. So congratulations to the work that you do. I saw Mayor Gates running around this morning. So I see a whole lot of people here right back there. Yes, absolutely made great contributions to our executive in the past. Have been continuing to help the community. And we appreciate the time that you spend to make your community a better place. And certainly from our perspective, UBCM and our staff, I'm very thankful for the time that you've taken to be here. So thank you very much. I'm sorry I ran over probably for a few minutes, but it's a great pleasure to be here. To enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President Dhaliwal. So I'm going to let you guys go for coffee. Just a couple of small announcements. Please be back in your rooms for your next sessions at 10:35. If you're newly elected and wanting to learn about local government law, it'll be in this room. If you're returning elected, the session is about decision-making, priority setting, and thinking strategically, and that will be in the room next door to us. And if you want to find your luggage in the future and you want a couple of baggage tags, you can drop off business cards at the registration desk and they will make you a couple of laminated baggage tags. Thank you very much.